Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Matt Lauer.
Oh, hi, Matt Lauer. How are you doing today?
I am fabulous.
You have a lot more hair than you did yesterday on the show.
Well, you know, that's a wig that I wear.
Oh, I thought those were plugs.
No, this is my real hair. The wig, I wear a wig on the show.
You wear a wig so people feel sorry for you. Because actually, correct. Matt Lauer on the show is heard, is to believe to be the biggest asshole there is.
I am.
Oh, yeah. You okay. Yeah. Why are you such an asshole, Matt Lauer?
Because my shit don't stink. And I'm good.
Those are two questionable statements.
Right? I mean, we're not even number one. We're. That's bad. What up, everybody?
Hi, everybody. It's Ricky.
It's Matt Lauer.
Roger.
It's Roger.
So we don't have a lot to talk about today, right?
I don't know if that's true, but we'll,
can figure something out, right?
Yeah. Well, we don't have a schedule of crap schedule. To talk about.
Schedule.
Yes.
Should we start off with weeks?
Yeah, why not?
We'll let you go first because, I know it's going to be stressful. I know it's going to be long. And I know there's a tummy ache in there somewhere. So,
okay, so how was your week? it was all right. I had a horrible headache on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up and, I think I told you about, my doctor had put me on a, sort of heavy, antibiotic for my sinuses and all that, regimen, and it seems like it's still going, so I don't know. I think I'm probably gonna have to get either an MRI or a CT scan of my sinus cavity. I know it sounds kind of gross.
Oh yeah. I had a friend that had that surgery.
Here's the thing. There's two things that I absolutely love about my face: my lips and my nose. I think I have a perfect nose. You ain't bringing no kind of knife in this direction. None. So, and actually the doctor told me, she's like,
there are two things I like about my face, my nose and my lips.
Well, my eyes too. But anyway, and she was like, she's like, if in fact you come back for a follow-up and it does look like it didn't go away, or, the CT came, she's like, there's a potential you'll need to have surgery. And she's like, but the problem with the surgery is that it's not it's only 50-50. So 50 it works and 50 it doesn't. And I'm like, well, why the fuck would I ever do that?
It didn't work for my friend. It made it a little better, but I'll just never forget after the surgery, and they pack your sinuses in your cheekbones and all that stuff with gauze. And
oh, it's probably
so she
painful.
Had to go to the doctor, and that's when they take it out, and I was like, I swear to God, it was 15 miles. Coming out, they just kept pulling it like a magic trick. It looked like just blood, pus, nasty. She still has sinus issues, but not as bad as she did. She just has runny issues.
Well, goddamn, I wish that it would run out, because that's my issue, is that it doesn't come the fuck out. Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, I had an excruciating headache. I don't even think it was a headache. I think it was a migraine. And it was one of those that was making me nauseous, it was nauseous, and I just wanted to throw up. And I took a cold and sinus thing, and that, because it has amphetamines, it makes your heart, your blood pressure go running.
Mm-hmm.
And I also took Tylenol. I mean, I was all hyped on drugs.
So you were cracked.
A little bit. Yeah. And then finally, around 6-ish, I finally started to feel a little bit better. And I mean, my stomach at that point has... I mean, I think a lot of the reason my stomach has been hurting this last week is because of the antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
They destroy your stomach, and then they destroy everything that's in your stomach because they're so damn crazy for you. So I just was having all kinds of stomach issues.
Last year, I think it was sometime maybe a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. On my head, I had little pimples, and mm-hmm. they weren't going away. So my doctor was like, oh, you have folliculitis or whatever it's called. Basically, you just have like blackheads in the like where your hair grows. Mm-hmm. So he gave me medication for it. And I took it for like 5 days. And it was like a really, it was Bactrim. He was like, it's really strong. It's like, okay. So I took it. And then like 2 days later, I was like still having diarrhea. But I was like, oh, well, maybe it's just, you know, the antibiotics. I need to eat some yogurt and, you know, that stuff.
Yeah, that's really
girl,
important.
Two, 3 weeks later.
You were still?
Still. Oh. And I went to the doctor and I had C. diff. You know what that is?
No, what is that?
That is a bad bacteria that naturally grows in your body, uh-huh. but your good antibodies keep it from like growing. Well, because I had that other, that Bactrim, it wiped out like all my good antibodies. Ugh. And it caused that to grow. And you can die from that. If people don't go to the doctor in enough time, you can die of like dehydration and malnutrition. But get this shit. That's to take awful. Away that, I had to take another medication that I could not drink alcohol. I could not use any type of hand sanitizers with alcohol in it. No mouthwash, no wipes, anything, because it causes severe vomiting and seizures.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah. So I was like at work, I was like, you bitches, don't be spraying no Lysol. Don't be spraying no perfume.
Oh my God.
Don't even get the hand wipes out.
It's like, can you please put me in a bubble?
Right. And I had to take that for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
And I was so scared I was going to eat something with alcohol in it. Like no cough drops, nothing with alcohol.
That's it was crazy.
But yeah, I had C. diff and it was driving me crazy. Like I would literally shit like every 20 minutes. Just
that's awful.
Water. Water.
Oh, I bet you felt great though. You probably lost like 15, 20 pounds. And we're looking amazing. Like a bobblehead.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
I know, right? I can't wait to go to, like, Mexico and get dysentery.
Well, speaking of diarrhea and vomiting this week.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about your girls.
This week has been very stressful for me because my dogs have been sick. And I thought they were going to
die. Oh, really? Because the display that
I had they're better now. They're on medication.
I was like, the display this morning was clearly pointing the opposite direction.
Right. No, they're better now because they are on medicine and stuff. But, like, were they sick when you were here Sunday?
They weren't throwing up, but they were you had said that they were already kind of like, it started off with one dog and then it switched to the other dog. And then after I had left, you had told me that both of them were like throwing up and pooping.
Well, I was fearing the worst, and I thought they had parvo, which is ridiculous because they're vaccinated for it, and they're adult dogs, so parvo only really affects
like
puppies. But it's still said online that it's still possible for adult dogs to get parvo, and that it's very contagious. And I was like, oh shit, one of them gave it to the other one, and there's no cure for parvo.
And
it's like an 80% chance of living. I mean, well, that's 20% chance of living, 80% chance of dying.
I would have already been thinking about another dog.
Well,
I would have been like, oh my God, I need to replace it.
Because because they weren't really eating well. And we were trying to get, like, keep them hydrated. I went to Walgreens up here to get Pedialyte for them. Mm-hmm. And on the way there, I was just crying. I was like, I failed them. They're going to die. Aww. Oh, my God. Everybody's going to think I'm an abuser. And I paid $3,000 for a surgery that she didn't even get through.
Just, like, you know, I paid $3,000 for a fucking leg.
But, oh, thank goodness, on Friday they called us. We had to take them to give a stool sample.
Yeah, how did you do that? Did you take the stool sample before or, like, at the
We took it Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
So Ivy did it here and we took it. And then Azelle did it over there.
Got it.
And we got it. And it came back.
Because it's not like
negative.
You could tell a little, it's not like telling a child, I need you to poop.
Right.
The next 5 minutes.
And let me tell you, it did take them like 40 minutes to poop. No. And I was working till 6 that day. So I was like outside trying to walk my dog, but I was supposed to be working.
Well, when
home.
I went, so that day was the day that I, because we went out on Monday, was it?
Tuesday,
we went out to go get wings. Ricky invited me. Ricky and the provider invited me to go have wings. And what was that picture?
It's another Tony. He asked what we're doing.
Oh. and stupid me, I forgot my credit card. But I don't even, I don't know if it was my fault or if it was she.
Tony
didn't bring
said
it
he saw the card in the thing.
So then it was my fault. Yeah, I mean, because I'm usually really good about making sure that I pack my shit because I'm always afraid of leaving it behind. And mm-hmm. so, I must have just totally or thought I picked it up and I didn't. But anyway, so I was driving on the way to go get the credit card. And luckily enough, no one did anything. They had the card there at the restaurant or at the bar. And I saw Tony walking the dogs like outside mm-hmm. as I was driving by. I was like, oh, beep, beep. He didn't. He looked, but I don't think he noticed it was right. me. But I, yeah, that's good to hear that they're okay.
So the test kings available.
Oh, hello, Delano. Yeah. Oh my God, you're being such. Hello. So, oh, by the way, speaking of Delano, you need to go to the World of Wonder YouTube channel, and she did I guess she's doing like a review or not a review, maybe like an introduction of all the songs on her new album, Till Death Do Us Party. And I'm promoting it like it's my baby. And she did this video for DTF. You have to watch it. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
So the test came back negative. They didn't have like worms or anything. They just had they have a bacterial infection.
Did they tell you how they could have possibly gotten it?
They said with bacterial infections, they can't really tell that.
Got it.
So they could tell by the sample that there wasn't enough good bacteria in their system. So we're giving them like anti-diarrhea medication mm-hmm. and also like flora something to put their good
so kind of like the same thing like us humans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's
like they
that's
told
so
us we could give them yogurt too, but Ivy doesn't eat yogurt. So
yeah, I remember when Kubi's he had gotten a bacterial infection as well. I think because we were walking them. I was walking him. And the type of bacteria that he got, they usually get it from, like, still water. Mm. And it had been raining that, like, entire week. And so I think what he did was, as he was walking, he either must have, like, touched it or like, went somewhere where there was a little puddle of water. And, like, I guess he must have either licked his paw or something. And so he had the bacteria, and I had to give him yogurt. I was like, oh, my little poopies. But he was fine. I mean, I gave him medication for it for like a week. And the doctor was just like, just give him a little bit of yogurt. I mean, most dogs like it. And, mm-hmm. you know, they'll just lick it or whatever. And that should make him feel a little bit better, and it'll help his tummy. It's
Ivy's
so
picky.
Awful.
Ivy,
I had
like
to,
when she
I had
was
to
outside,
hold his
she was
mouth.
Like, what's happening to me?
I had to hold his mouth and take a syringe. And literally kind of, not even just on the like surface, I literally had to stick the syringe all the way in and push it. Because otherwise he would not. Mm-hmm. And then he's like trying to, I'm like, don't spit it up.
You know, you were speaking in the video about Adore Delano.
Yeah.
Have you seen the walking with Laganja in nature?
No. No.
You haven't?
All no.
Right, so we're going to play a little bit of it. Let me find it on YouTube.
Oh my God, that sounds.
It's.
Yes, mom.
But it's. It's Alaska Thunderfuck doing her.
So it's not actually Laganja Estranja.
Right.
Oh God. Anyway, so yeah, so I'm happy that they're much better. Other than that, I think my week in particular was, you know, just busy. This is our busy season, and it's a little annoying right now at work because one of my coworkers. It's just really difficult to work with.
Play like right away because I want to put my headphones on.
Oh, another thing too. What is it? Thursday. Ricky met Jules.
Oh yeah.
Come on, nature. Let's get natural. Come on, trees. Come on, shrubs. Oh. Come on, greenery. Come on, grass. Come on, pollen in the air. Come on, bright blue sky. Come on, Toyota Camry. Come on, Mr. Bumblebee. Don't come for me because I am young, I am hung, and I clearly do not want to get stuck. Oh, come on, flowers. Come on, other kind of flowers. Come on, Nina Flowers. So I just feel
cat, like, you came for me. Like, I'm not sure when, but I really feel like you did try and come for me at some point. At some time. Come on, worms. Come on, ants. Come on, all of God's good creations in the world, mama. Come on, rattlesnake. Come on, rattlesnake.
That was pretty funny. Although she's looking a little too skinny there.
She's looking very skinny.
A little like AIDS victim.
No, that's not appropriate. But she was skinny on the show too.
Yeah, but she looks really like rail thin there. Like sickly rail thin.
Come on, bees.
Don't sting me.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you gotta practice. What was I gonna ask you? Did you happen to watch The Normal Heart?
No, I have not watched those on Netflix.
No, I don't think so.
Don't have HBO. Don't have any of that. You know what? I'll find it.
I'll have to hook you up.
I'll borrow it from online.
Well, maybe Jules will lend you her HBO on the go sign on and.
Hi, Jules. What's up, girl?
She really liked you. She had a lot of fun with. Although I got gypped at that fucking restaurant, I got
no.
Charged.
I don't think you did.
No, I got charged $1.50 extra because I did the math. The fucking tacos were $7.99
extra.
Yeah, and the extra taco was $1.95, so that was only $9. And I got charged $12. And taxes at 9.75 was only like 89 cents. So I literally got charged $1.50 extra.
Well.
For no fucking reason.
Well, go get your $1.50 then. If you think you need
it. That's why she didn't get a tip.
And that's why I went back there for dinner.
Exactly. It's a good place, but that really turned me off. I was like, why the fuck are you... And I
don't think he took the order. Maybe he gave
no,
you something.
No, but the thing is that I didn't... Okay, so I was trying to figure it out because I was like, okay, she did ask me for sour cream and cheese, and I said, no cheese. I said sour cream.
Well, they charged you for sour cream.
So I was like, okay, that's 20 cents. So that's still like
per taco.
Right. So it's... But I only did it on the three tacos on the taco dinner.
So 60 cents.
So it's 60 cents. So even then,
so
I was still...
So you overcharged 90 cents.
No, I was still over $1.50. With the I was like, what? How did I get charged $1? So I wonder if they charged me $1.50 for us sitting there,
I don't think so. Maybe
our order from to go to sit down.
I don't think so. I just think it was an accident. Why do you say something? He speaks Spanish.
No, because I was like, because at first I didn't realize that it was. I was like, oh okay. I was like, they must have, because you know how sometimes they'll release menus and then they update the prices afterwards, and so their menus are out of date.
Oh, so did you look online at their menu?
No, I had the menu, the paper menu.
How'd you get it?
When we went the first time.
Oh.
So I was like, I thought, okay, well, maybe that happened and it just got charged an extra dollar or whatever.
Let's just say that happened.
I'm just going to go ahead and let it go.
Okay, good.
Now I'll be done with that. But anyways, we had a great time. We had fun sitting with Ricky for all of...
We talked about my job that we don't talk about on the show.
Right. About 45 minutes we have.
Everyone always finds very interesting. It is an interesting position.
It is. Not really.
Well, jealousy. It happens.
Doesn't get you anywhere.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of go on to... Oh, by the way, we need to fix that Roger Ratchet, because I do want to close it. I am going to delete it, but the only reason I haven't deleted it is because I want you to switch the
thumb. Oh, the admin?
Yeah. Okay. But please do not. No more Facebooking
too much
on that one. It's
too much.
I'm not.
What the fuck did I tell you?
This is the problem. Wait. I just want to say, this is the problem with me and social media. I am not on top of it as much as Ricky is. And I don't get notifications on my phone for it. So a lot of the times when you ask me to tweet, like, I will check every day, but I don't check all the time. So I check like once or twice, maybe.
But you don't even tweet.
But I do tweet. Not on mine. I will tweet from ours. Like, I'll send out once in a while. Like, if I seen you've tweeted a couple times, and I'll be like, I'll add my tweets and then I'm done. But I'm not as like, I'm not on Twitter as much as you are. I'm not on Facebook as much as
you are. You know what? If you want this podcast to go somewhere, then you have to be.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
if you want to get to that impossible dream that is called
radio
D-list.
Honey, we are on the D-list.
No. Z.
No. I don't believe that. Mm. Speaking of D-listers and Z-listers, I'm going to refrain from being hateful to certain people in the podcast world. But I just want to say that I am going to respectfully, you know, not entertain the bullshit that has been spewed at me from certain podcasters.
Spewed.
Yeah.
Why do you have your like Liza Minnelli share face out?
Oh, is it? Are my eyebrows really like?
You're like this, and you're like, with that too.
I think I'm having a
this
seizure.
Is not a.
Anyway, so they know who they are, fuckers. But I still love one of them very much. I have such a crush on him.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
which one?
I'm not gonna tell you. I'll tell you.
I know which one.
I know you know which one.
And you need to stop it.
Oh. You
stop it right now.
Wait, who do you think?
Mine.
You have your own.
Mine.
You have your own.
Always been mine. Everything and so anything associated with Foul Monkeys is mine. You're mine.
Wait,
you're mine.
Oh, yes. Thank you, because I got a direct message about that.
Oh, I want to thank Joe in Dallas, dude. He has been sending us porn left and right on YouTube or on Twitter. Loves it.
The porn is non-stop.
But like, I always laugh because every time I go to the link and I could tell it's from the 80s, I just want to laugh.
Well, I'm like, why? Because
how is there porn from the 80s on the internet? Like,
that is kind of that is an interesting. Yeah, that is kind of weird. How did you get that? Was a lot of trouble you went through to get to get it on the fucking internet, right?
Right. You had to put it in a VCR thing
to get
and
it
then
to
digitally to, like, record it. I was going to say, yeah. Like, who does that?
Well, people who have
you can't do it fast, so you probably have to watch the whole thing.
Look, I appreciate those
and
people.
No one really watches a whole porn, right?
No.
We watch the beginning and the end.
No, you watch for, well,
the
at
money
least,
shot.
Like, I like watching, when I watch any porn, really, I want to get to the fucking and the coming, that's it. Like, I literally will, no, like, watch jobs. It for a little bit, you know.
Get steady, get ready.
Get ready. And then it's like, I'll fast forward to like the last, like, especially because like when I'm trying to masturbate, I'm like, I just want to get the job done and go to sleep. I don't want like.
I hate when it's a streaming one and
oh,
you
God.
Try to
and
go forward and it won't let you.
Oh my God, I hate that.
And then
absolutely
you finally get to the part where you wanted to be and it sucks. And you've waited that whole time.
That's called edging, everyone.
Yeah.
Edging by Foul Monkeys.
I was so mad.
I hate that.
So mad.
But you know what's really good for that? If you, I mean, like, what I found is Tumblr. Tumblr is amazing for
too
those.
Too much.
Because they'll cut the like, the scenes down to, like, a minute or 2 minutes, so it's, like, usually the last scene.
Yeah,
so you can get through it a lot faster, although.
I don't want to do that on my personal Tumblr. Because people look at that. They, like, other people.
Oh, my
that.
God. My friends in Evanston, they follow me on Tumblr, and they're, like, a repository for porn. That's literally what yours is. And I'm like, I know. It was like, and it wasn't, nothing ever turns out that way. Twitter, all porn stars. A lot of porn stars. Facebook, I mean, they think that I'm leading a different persona on my.
You are, you're a porn star.
Facebook.
Oh my God, what if you're a porn star and I didn't even know it until now?
Well, shit, goddamn, I don't even know. When did that happen?
No, like, the last time I looked at Tumblr on, like, the train or whatever, of course I didn't have my headphones in or anything.
Oh, my
and
God.
And it comes down, and it's like, oh! You know, like, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, somebody just came on
that
my
is
phone,
reason,
and, like, everybody's around.
That is the reason why I always turn the volume down when I'm, like, anywhere in public, because I'm always so afraid. Like, I get guys sending me, like, on Skype, I'll have people sending me videos.
Skype.
And I'm like, turn down the volume just in case that someone
turn down the volume and get right to the part where it needs to be.
Right, exactly. Get to the last 10 seconds. Because that's really, I mean, right. Let's be honest, that's what it takes.
Let's be honest.
Lesbianic. Yeah. So I found out yesterday that apparently Fat Amy in Pitch Perfect was apparently named after Amy Poehler when she was pregnant. So apparently that character, her calling herself Fat Amy, was in reference to Amy Poehler calling herself Fat Amy when she was pregnant. I never knew that. That was an interesting
Did she produce
fact.
That show? That movie? I've never seen the movie.
I can't remember if she did. Oh my
God. I heard it's a sin if you have never seen it. Because it's amazing.
I'm gonna throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Do you have the video? Do you have the DVD? I don't even have a DVD player. I can't even watch it. God, fucking if it's rent not a line, it. I ain't rent no movies.
Rent it on fucking.
Nobody rents movies.
Go to Redbox. It's a dollar. No. Oh, you don't have a DVD player because you're dumb like that.
Ain't nobody got time for DVDs anymore.
Oh, I know.
It's all digital.
So I would like. That's what I was thinking the other day. I was like, I need to. First of all, I need to purchase an. A hard drive that can hold all my movies that I have, which I know is probably going to be impossible. I'm probably going to have to get like six.
Each movie is like 2 to 3 gigs.
I'm probably going to have like, what is that called? Like 2 or 3 terabytes. Because I want to get rid of all my DVDs, but
I do too, but it takes time actually to do that too. Like you have to. I think Mark and Ed have done it, but I can't figure out how they've done it yet. So.
Well, you have to, I mean, you literally have to have a computer that you can connect to and then burn all your DVDs on there and then just slowly move them in.
You have to have a DVD burner thing, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Apple has their like separate one.
I ain't trying to buy nothing else.
But, yeah, because I would like to do that because I'm tired of lugging all that shit around.
Will someone buy me Pitch Perfect digitally, please? You can gift it to me on
Amazon,
or you could.
Why don't you put it on your wish list?
Give me an iTunes gift card, and then I can buy it from there.
That would be very nice.
Because I want to see it. Everybody talks about it, but I never get to see it.
She is just wow. So anyway, so that was a little cool tidbit I found out yesterday. Did you finally listen to the Michael Jackson CD? Did you listen to it all through and through or no?
No.
I need you to get up on that. So today we're going to go to a place called Smoke.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Wait, hold on.
That was rated like number one in Chicago for barbecue and like brisket.
So it's going to be busy as shit probably.
I don't know. I mean, it can
it's
be
Sunday.
Busy.
We're going to get there right after church is out.
No, I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. If it looks like it's too busy, we could always go back because they're open till like 6 or something. But it's really, really fucking good.
Have you been there?
Several times.
This week?
No.
Oh.
Today.
Oh, shit. Girl. You beat the church crowd.
Yeah, I sure did. On beat on them. So anyway, but yeah, it's a really, really good place. They had it yesterday on... Like that douchebag show, the guy, he's a cook and he's got the white spikes, the blonde.
Oh, like Guy Fieri.
Yes,
Fieri.
Totally fucking like white trash to the max. Which really, it struck me really weird because he's a little like chubby. And I'm thinking to myself, like, he must work out because why the hell is he not fatter? Like all that food all that he fucking eats. Like that other guy, A Man Versus Food.
He lost a bunch of weight.
He lost a lot of weight. And actually, I think he got fat because of all that.
He did. And he wore the same jacket.
And he said he hated being that fat. I was like, girl, embrace your inner fatness. You will always be a fat kid, no matter what. If that's how you grew up, like you will always be that. No matter what. No matter if you're skinny or not, you will always be that.
We're going to make this a 30-minute show, and then we'll record another 30-minute show. And then we're only going to do an hour this week.
Okay.
And then we might get together to do the Mariah Carey. Like,
yes, because it's long overdue. I think our pooslingers are
I need to write a few things down for songs.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about it. We'll play like 15 seconds of it. Each song. So, all right. We're going to end this.
This is Matt Lauer from the Today Show.
And this is... Ricky Burton.
Oh, you could have been Ann Curry and we could have fought. I love Ann Curry.
I
hate
love her
she,
too.
I hate
Matt Lauer got her fired, asshole.
I was such an asshole.
Fucking hate him. I hate you, Matt Lauer.
You hate my wig.
I hate you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.